What is that? What is that? What is it? Oh, no, no, not the beast! Not the beast! Ah! Out of my eyes! My eyes! Ah!
You're storing memories to lose them again. You'll forget everything when this whole thing ends.
Welcome to the Memory Distillery, everyone. I'm Anthony Verneri.
And I'm John Deck. Now, if you've been listening a while, you know that normally we would malt, mash, ferment, and distill our way through the spirits of our past in the form of long-loved movies, but this is a very special episode.
That's right. So we've been doing this little podcast for a while now, and we hope that you all love what you've been hearing. And now we have a favor to ask of you. And it should come as no surprise that, or at least we hope, that you understand that we love what we're doing here, and we have plans for expansion, and we want to take the Memory Distillery in all kinds of great different directions. And that's where all of you come in.
Now, don't freak out. This isn't a pitch to ask you to donate monetarily.
But it could be. I mean, like, if you want. Like, by all means, money would be just delightful.
True. That is very true, but for right now, our ask is a little more specific and totally free. Now, if each of you listening, yes, you, could take like 48 seconds and rate and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts, even if you don't really use Apple Podcasts, it's kind of the most looked at service for such things at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, and you're welcome to rate and review us anywhere that you are able to have fun with it. Like, look for new and interesting places to give us praise and you know, heap that praise upon us wherever you can find. I know Podchaser is another service where you can rate and review podcasts, whatever works for you.
And then on the other side of what we're also asking, because two things here, but the other side is if you do have a particular episode from our podcast, or maybe the most recent, something we're listening to now, we would just love it if you could share that with your friends on social media. So you could either, like, you know, repost one of our Facebook posts or retweet something from our Twitter handle, or even just tag your friends with a link to our website, whatever. These things would really mean a lot.
Yeah, and you can actually go to our website and find the links to the specific episodes up, I think as recent as like episode 60. If you go on to anchor.fm, you can find the other ones and link those specific episodes. But anyway, we know that anyone who's listened to this episode this far in is part of our core fan base. And because you are our biggest fans, we've preemptively recorded a special episode just to thank you for rating and reviewing and sharing on social media. We know it's not the hardest thing in the world, but we value the efforts that you're putting into that more than we could ever say.
Very true. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've been waiting for. We are going to do flash ratings on every single of the roughly 94 Nicolas Cage movies that are currently in existence.
Now, this isn't going to take as long as you might think, because we haven't seen all of them, but bear with us. This is going to be a little bit of fun, I think. So, first up is the TV movie The Best of Times. No, haven't seen that. Okay.
We'll pass over TV movies or uncredited or TV show stuff, and we'll do just the movies.
Cool. Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Are we just going to go on a scale of 1 to 10? Is that how we're doing this?
I think 1 to 10 is good, yeah.
Okay. Go for it.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High as Brad's Bud, 7.
Now, we should also say we're rating the movie, not his performance.
Oh, well, if we're rating the movie, I'll say 8.5.
Okay, I'll give it 7 for the movie.
Okay.
Valley Girl. I'll give it a 6 as a guilty pleasure, but not a great movie.
Yeah, I'm going to go 5. Rumblefish.
No idea what Rumblefish is.
Nope. Skipping along to something that I have seen. Oh, Peggy Sue Got Married.
Wait, no, we got it. We can't just skip, because there's a bunch that I might have seen that you haven't.
That's true.
We'll just go in order. Racing with the Moon, no. Cotton Club, sounds familiar, but I'm going to just say no.
Okay.
Birdie, I don't think so.
No.
Boy in Blue, what is that? No, I haven't.
Nope. So Peggy Sue got married.
I just wanted to make sure that we were doing our due diligence and no one thought we were going to just try to skip over any of these movies.
That's fair.
Peggy Sue got married.
I'll say Peggy Sue got married. I'll give a 6.5.
It's been so long and I don't have much of a recollection. Nicolas Cage is in it, so that means it can't be that great. I'm going to say I'll give it a 6 because I don't have a horrible feeling about it.
That's fair. That's fair. Racing Arizona.
Raising Arizona, I'm giving it a solid 8.5.
Yeah, I would even go, I'll even take it a step further. I'll say a 9.
Wow, nice.
I really like Raising Arizona. Moonstruck.
You know, like, again, I don't think I've seen it since, like, the late 80s, but I'll give it a 7. I thought it was probably a solid movie.
Yeah, I think 6.5 or 7 is probably fair. I haven't seen it in at least 20 years, so we're probably being a bit generous with that score. Have you seen Vampire's Kiss?
Yeah. Vampire's Kiss, I'd give it a 5. I'll be generous.
Okay. I've not seen Vampire's Kiss. So.
Yeah, that's...
I've never seen Never on Tuesday.
Yeah, he's uncredited in that anyway, so we'll just...
Oh, that's true. I've never seen Time to Kill.
I've seen Time to Kill.
At least I don't think I have.
Yeah, I think it's one of the Grisham translations to movie, I believe, if it's the one I'm thinking of. Or... No, this is totally different. Sorry.
This is an Italian movie.
That's so funny. That's bizarre. And now I almost want to watch this because this looks really weird now that I'm looking at it and I had no idea. So there's a different movie called Time to Kill that I thought this was. I think that might be.
I think that one's A Time to Kill. Yeah.
Anyway, we'll skip
Wild
it.
Wild at Heart?
Wild at Heart. Oh, is this. Wait. There's a lot of these familiar sounding. No, this is with Laura Dern.
Laura Dern. I don't remember this movie.
David Lynch. How could I not have seen this? This is really... I'm having a weird moment.
We may
Willem
have to
Dafoe,
do our first ever neither of us have seen this old-ass movie.
Yeah, or I might like start watching it and be like, oh yeah, I can't believe I forgot that movie. But no, this might have to be there because the cast looks great.
Yeah.
Huh. Very interesting. I know a lot of people might be laughing at us when they find out we don't know this movie. But hey, that's the way it goes. We're humiliating ourselves for you, our loving and adoring fans.
I don't recall seeing Firebirds. It looks like Airwolf.
Are you sure it's not Firebirds, B-U-R-T-S?
Nope, B-I-R-D-S.
Oh, Tommy Lee Jones, Sean Young. I thought I've seen a lot of Nicolas Cage movies, and this one is not ringing a bell, so we got to skip this one, too. We're failures.
Moving on to Zandalee. That doesn't look like anything. Judge Reinhold's in it, though.
Should we let me take a quick pause in the action and really reflect on something here. Is it possible that with all the protesting that I make about Nicolas Cage and all the jokes that, you know, may come out as we're talking about The Rock or Wicker Man once we get there, should we have a separate Nicolas Cage spinoff podcast that's just called like Cage Match or something? And I can't think of anything past that would make this interesting enough to want to do past an episode. So, yeah, I guess I answered my own question.
Oh, yeah. Honeymoon in Vegas.
I have a vague recollection of thinking that it was a decent movie. I'll give it a 6.5.
Yeah, I'll probably say 6.5. It was enjoyable enough. Amos and Andrew.
I did see that. It's kind of funny because I think it's kind of more of a comedy, but. Yeah. It's so blank to me. I can't say one way or another. So I know I saw it, but I'm just going to say 5.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I don't think it. If I remember correctly, it wasn't Nicolas Cage or Samuel L. Jackson's finest work, but it was totally serviceable. So 5 is probably a good 5.5 is probably a good score there. I don't think I've seen Red Rock West.
I have somehow missed Red Rock West and Deadfall.
Yeah, I haven't seen Deadfall either. Guarding Tess.
Yeah, that's when he was a Secret Service guy for, like, the First Lady, I think. Again, to just show you how much I absolutely adore every movie he's in, I'm going to give this one a solid 4.
This one was a little more worthy. I'd say this one's probably 5.5 or 6. It Could Happen to You. I'm going to say that one's going to...
Is this the lottery ticket one?
Yeah, I'm going to say that one rings down about a 3.5 or a 4. I'm going to say a 4.
See, I'm going to have to totally disagree. I think this is a very charming... Okay, no, it's a 4 at best.
Trapped in Paradise.
Trapped in Paradise.
This is Nick Cage. Oh,
okay.
And John
yeah,
Lovitz.
Yeah,
There's
yeah. This was a Christmas Snowden movie.
It's almost like the poor man's Groundhog Day a little bit.
No, I remember this movie enough to say that I like John Lovitz and I like Dana Carvey. And even with that, I'm going to give this movie a 2.2.
Oh, wow. That's a sick burn.
Yeah,
I was gonna really I was bad. Gonna say it was a good fiver, but all right.
Nah. I mean, hey,
I think it's a 5.
Maybe I'm pickier about Christmas movies. That's it.
Maybe that could be it. Kiss of Death. I don't have a lot of memory of that movie.
Another collaboration with Sam Jack.
Yeah,
I do remember this one. This is in that stage where David Caruso left NYPD Blue and like. It was like one of those movies where he's supposed to prove how he's a big star. I think Nicolas Cage is like, is he the bad guy in it? Or anyway.
Let's face it, Nicolas Cage is pretty much always the bad guy, no matter
yeah,
what.
Yeah. I mean, he does have a goatee in this movie, so that means I'm going to bump up the score to 3.5.
3.5? Okay.
Yeah.
Leaving Las Vegas.
I'm torn here because I know critically acclaimed. Many say it's his best work ever. He got an Oscar for it, didn't he?
That might be true.
Either I think, I don't know if he did or not, but I'm pretty sure because I mean,
yes, he did. He won.
Okay, good. Because I was gonna say, actor. I've said before every time I watch like a horrible Nicolas Cage movie, I always say Oscar winner Nicolas Cage in, and it like just makes me laugh. The problem is that I think there was some good performances and it could be a good movie, but I didn't like the movie. That's the thing, is it just depressing as hell and just horrible in that way. But because it's so well acted and stuff, I'm going to round it all out and give it a 7.
Yeah. So I include all of those, except I did like the movie. I thought that it was really well done. I'm going to give this a 9.
Yeah. If this is your cup of tea,
it's a rock solid movie for sure.
Speaking of rock solid movies,
the Rock, which we recently reviewed on this show, we didn't give it a numerical rating, but I'm gonna say 6.5.
I think because it was fun to make fun of. It had some nonsensical stuff going on, but it definitely wasn't a very good movie. I'm gonna give it a 5.5.
Okay, Con Air.
I remember enjoying Con Air.
We're in Pete Cage territory,
yeah,
though, by the way, folks.
I think Con Air is probably maybe within like my top 5 of his movies, which is not
Absolutely.
Saying much. I'm going to go ahead and give Con Air a 7.5.
I'm going to give it an 8. I'm going to give it an 8.5. And not for no other reason than the fact that it's so fucking star-studded.
Yeah.
You've got everyone in this movie, and I just it's so much fun. It's such a fun movie. Face Off.
Now here's an interesting thing about Face Off. I haven't watched it in a while. I suspect it's possible I might love this movie now from the perspective of it being so horrible that it's hilarious kind of love.
Okay.
But just going off of just straight ratings 1 through 10, I'm gonna go ahead and give Face Off, I don't know, a 0.
What?
0.0. It's horrible and stupid and I hate it.
Oh my god, I love Face Off so much.
Yeah, like
I mean, at least by comparison, like I would say it's a 7.5 for me.
I mean, this is a movie that you definitely can say Oscar nominated film Face Off, and that's not a lie. So okay, honestly, it's not a 0. That would be, there's about only 3 movies in existence I'd put at a 0, and this is not one of them. I'd say this one is probably about a 3 for me.
All right, that's a little more fair. City of Angels.
Ugh.
It spawned the Goo Goo Dolls song that we never stopped hearing for 10 years.
I mean, City of Angels is kind of like Face Off without action, except for a bike ride.
Okay.
Spoiler. I'd say maybe a 2 at best.
Yeah, I'd probably give it a 2. Yeah, solid like, 2.
The cast is decent outside of Sir Cage, but, you know.
Sure. Snake Eyes.
He's just been in a lot of movies. This is tiring.
So many.
Snake Eyes, I remember that movie coming out, and it was supposed to be all clever, and it's like he's trying to figure it out, and there's like the power went out during the boxing match, and it comes back on. Oh, what's going on? And I didn't buy it. I didn't like it. I wasn't really into it. So I'll give it a 4.5 because at least they tried to do something a little different.
Yeah, I mean,
not different, actually. They tried to do what a million other people have done before, but better. But at least it wasn't just a straight up action movie. They tried to make it a little noir like and stuff. But it's still 4.5 is my score.
4.5 is a little more generous than I would go. I would say 3.5. But I also haven't watched it since just after it came out. So 8mm.
Speaking of movies that trying to be kind of dark and noir and mystery related, this is not as flashy as a boxing match, and it was just kind of long and slow and depressing despite a really good cast again, and like I could tell they were on the verge of trying to do something, but directed by Joel Schumacher, that's all I gotta say. I'll give it a 2.5.
This one I would give a 3, I think. I think it was slightly better than that, but
if we have any math wizards out there who are just been writing down the numbers as we go,
give us Anthony and John's averages of Nicolas Cage movies.
This is all top of my head. I'm probably not going to quite ever rank these exactly the same again, except City of Angels, which will always be 2 at best.
Trash.
Bringing out the dead.
I like the hell out of Bringing Out the Dead.
Yeah,
And I don't know that it was because of Nicolas Cage necessarily. I just think it was a fun, interesting kind of like in your head kind of movie. I'm going to go 6.5.
I definitely wouldn't say fun, but it definitely was
enjoyable,
a visceral, not enjoyable either. For me, it was just more of a, just this like, that feeling that I've had too often of what it's like to be sleep deprived and things you don't know if what you're seeing is really there or not. And it's just tiring and so tiring and then more tiring. Again, I'm going to put in that solid, what we call now the golden Nicolas Cage range, and give it a 3.5.
Okay. Gone in 60 seconds.
It, from my recollection, stupid but solid action movie. I probably enjoyed it, but know almost nothing about it other than they were stealing cars, and sometimes that's enough. Sometimes you do a really big franchise based on just driving cars. but he's not in those movies.
Nope.
I'll give this a 6.5.
I'll give it a 5. Yeah, I'll give it a 5.5. Mostly for the cars. There wasn't a whole lot else going on here except for some really nice cars. The Family Man.
I think I like this a little bit more than one might expect. I'm gonna give it a 5.
I fell asleep during this movie, so I'm gonna say a 3.
Yeah, that's fair.
Captain Corelli's mandolin.
I just got shivers just when you said that. Oh man. It's hard to hate a movie with Penelope Cruz in it and John Hurt, but like, I'll give it a 3.
Yeah. Maybe,
2.5, 2.5, and 2.5.
I'll go 3 for Penelope Cruz and John Hurt. I guess everything else is trash. Wind Talkers.
Let's see. Oh yeah. We skipped over a cheap rendition of A Christmas Carol animated movie that we don't need to talk about because it's not even anything.
No, we don't.
Wind Talkers. How did I like the movie? I'm trying to, sometimes I just got to block out a little bit of the Nick and think about the movie, which was interesting just because it was kind of based on a true story.
Right.
And I remember not hating it, even though it was a Nicolas Cage movie. So I'm going to give it a 5.5.
I'll say Nicolas Cage notwithstanding, I'll give it a 6.
Fair.
I didn't see Sonny that I know of.
Is that the... No, this is not what I thought it was. No, I've not seen this movie.
Okay. Adaptation?
Adaptation is probably my absolute favorite movie that he's in. And that might have come up, I think, as one of the bonus questions when we did The Rock. But yeah, I really liked Adaptation a lot. So hold on to your hats, everyone. I'm going to go ahead and give this movie an 8.75.
Oh, okay. So I'll give it an 8.5 just to be different. But yeah, I like that movie a lot. So
yeah, shocking to me. Maybe my favorite of his all.
Matchstick Men.
We're only on Matchstick Men?
We are.
This is going on forever.
You committed us to this.
I thought for sure we'd get through this like in 10 minutes tops. Matchstick Men. Okay, sorry. Get back in the game. Get my head back in the game. I know what they were going for in this. And again, it's a case of where I like the cast surrounding him probably more than himself. I didn't buy the chemistry as much with like his daughter and all that stuff, but I like the concept and what they were doing. So I'll go ahead and it was pretty decent. I'll give it maybe a 6.5.
Yeah, it's a pretty good movie. I mean, again, it should be implied. Everything in parentheses should be Nicolas Cage notwithstanding.
Yeah. Or withstanding. Wait.
I'll say the same. I'll say 6.5.
All right. National treasure.
National treasure. Let's steal the Declaration of Independence.
Hi. My name's Benjamin Franklin Gates. I'm the Independence Man, and I'm stealing your national treasures.
Yeah.
That was my impersonation.
4.
Yeah, 4.
Lord of War. This is probably, if not my favorite, one of my favorite Nicolas Cage movies.
Yeah, it's good. It's actually a pretty good movie. I'm sad to say. Not sad, but no, I should say reluctant to admit.
I'm sad to compliment Nicolas Cage film.
I'll give it a 7.
I'll go 8.5.
Ooh.
All right, then. I like it that much. The Weatherman.
Ah, oh, man. Weatherman. My reluctant pause. I think I'm confusing this with a different movie of his, because sometimes the lame movies all blend together. Yeah, this is different. Oh, okay. I know what this movie is. Sorry, I had to actually kind of just look and
read the synopsis.
Well, it's obviously he's a weatherman and stuff, but I was getting this confused with that other... the movie where he sees what the family man, that was the other one I was thinking of, that I gave a 5. Weatherman, I'll give a 3.
Yeah. Okay. 3, 3.5. That's about right. The Ant Bully.
It is dumb. Yeah. I'll give it the movie overall a 3.
Yeah. I mean, especially in the time of animated films that, like that's really when like the Pixar and DreamWorks stuff was coming into its own, and this still like didn't hold up. I would say 3, 2.5 even. World Trade Center.
I skipped this one. There was too much going on. All these movies covering the same thing, and I just was sick of it all.
Yeah, same. I think I did watch this. I don't remember it being all that good. It was mostly just like flashbacks of what was happening minutes before when the fucking tower started coming down. It was like kind of depressing and a little too timely, so I didn't like it. The Wicker Man.
The Wicker Man was a really, really good movie. Just kidding, it's not. A lot of memes come from this movie of Nicolas Cage. But despite the bees, I'm gonna go ahead and give it a solid 3.5.
despite the bees. That's more generous than I'm going to go. I'm going to say a 2.5. Ghost Rider.
Oh, yeah. One of the absolute best movies made in 2007 that has the word ghost and rider in the title. I'm giving it a 1.5.
Same. Do we want to include Grindhouse here?
We'll skip it. It's more of a little segment.
Yeah, it was like five minutes in the movie anyway. Next.
See, now I think we're getting into the era where he realized...
We're getting into the super, super garbage where he, like, owed a lot of taxes.
Yes, I think where he wasn't getting paid, you know, like, people weren't showering him with money, but he was getting paid money to do these things, enough money to avoid jail or whatever.
Yes, to pay his tax bill.
And, you know, up-and-coming people are good actors. People were somehow filled in on a lot of these movies. I don't know how that happened. For next... I'm going to give this one a 4.5.
I'm going to give it a 2. National Treasure Book of Secrets, I did not watch.
I watched it, and it somehow was not as good as the original. Go figure. I'm going to give National Treasure Book of Secrets a solid 2.8.
Excellent. Bangkok Dangerous.
Oh, gosh. This was just...
the worst named movie.
It were bad name movie, bad hair, bad, like,
bad everything. It's bad everything. Oh, it's really a 1.
I'm bonding with this boy, and now I'm going to shoot people. It's really, this is so deep, and I really connect with this culture. I'm not going to be critical like you and give it a 1. I'm going to give it a 1.8.
I would give it a 0 if that were an option.
I seem to recall that there were, like, a couple of scenes that he wasn't in that were, like, shot well, and, like, some cool things, like, that looked okay, but the movie sucked.
Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of movies that suck, listen, there are worse movies on this list to argue about than Bangkok Dangerous.
And one of them is Knowing.
And one of them is Knowing. The Knowing, numbers. It's the numbers.
Knowing that, well, the number is 0.01. That's the number.
I think just because I enjoy codes and numbers and like things that could happen in other movies that aren't this one, I'm also going to keep this riding high above a 1. I'm going to give it a 2 even. I'm going to give it a 2.
Dear Jesus.
Yeah. Come at me.
G-Force? Did you watch that? I don't know.
No, I think that was the animated hamster one.
Okay.
But I've not seen it, unfortunately.
Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans. Strangely,
I've actually not seen this, but to be 100% honest, I've heard many or read many reviews calling this like a very good movie. Like, just because, you know, it's kind of a sequel to Bad Lieutenant, but it's also its own independent thing. It's supposed to be, in theory, really good. I've never seen it. I can't say if it is, though.
All right. Astro Boy, I liked.
Oh, did you now?
Not to any great degree. I'd give it a 5.
Would I give it that high? Sure, I'd give it a 5. I'll tell you on that one.
Kick-Ass.
You know, it's so weird. Like, I think I'd have to watch this again and see what I think of it now. It's been a little while. I remember there were aspects of it that I thought were kind of clever and interesting and parts that were kind of horrible. So I'm kind of torn on this. So even though there might have been a couple of good things about it, I'm going to go ahead and just give this a 4.5 just to be safe.
I'm going to say 6. I haven't seen it in a few years. And I want to say I saw this the year after it came out. And I don't think I've watched it since. And I've watched Kick-Ass 2, and Kick-Ass 2 is not great. But... this, I thought, was it was perfectly serviceable. I think that it did a good enough job of doing what it wanted to do. So I think a 6 is a good, solid score there. The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
2.5.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Season of the Witch.
2.5.
Yep, okay. Drive Angry.
I'm going to crank it up a notch, take this one up to 3.5.
I'm going to go solid 3 on this one. Seeking Justice, I did not see.
Boom, boom. No, but it's funny because I remember that there were like a series of like two or three movies in a row where it was like he has to settle the score when something happens to his daughter, and got to settle the score when something happens to his wife. Got to settle the score. It's like a young, not young, but an inferior Liam Neeson trend going on. Yeah, I did not see Seeking Justice.
I did not see Seeking. Sorry, I did not see Trespass either.
I did not see that either. And
Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance, 1.5.
I'm impressed on some level that you managed to watch this movie.
I held my eyes open as long as I could.
I mean, I'm a glutton for punishment sometimes, and God knows I've watched a lot of really bad Nicolas Cage movies. But after seeing Ghost Rider, I just could not bring myself to watch this sequel, so I did see it.
Stolen, did not see.
Saw Stolen. This is another In Peril, My Daughter's Kidnapped kind of thing. I'll give it a 2.5.
The Croods.
Missed it. By did missed you really? It, I mean avoided it. Yeah.
I wouldn't say I missed it. I'll give it a 3.5. It was fine, I guess. Kinda. The Frozen Ground. Did not see.
I think I remember like seeing a trailer and thinking, oh, John Cusack, and you know, just thinking, oh, this might be good. And it wasn't horrible, so I'm gonna have to give it a 4.5.
Okay.
Because it just wasn't good.
Joe, I did not see.
I was thinking Mighty Joe or Joe Young or whatever that gorilla one was.
Yeah, Mighty Joe Young.
Joe, no. X-Con, Tales of Redemption. I missed this one. It's so sad.
No. Rage, also did not see.
Rage, that? Oh, yeah. This one I remember seeing and I remember laughing because it's like he evolved as an actor and now he is playing the part of someone that is getting vengeance for the daughter of someone else that's kidnapped. Actually, no, this one was still him. Sorry. 2.5.
Did not see Outcast.
He really has been, I think, in as many Liam Neeson movies about like a daughter being kidnapped. Him and Nicolas Cage.
How many times are you going to make the same fucking movie?
What, Outcast? Jeez, this was... Yeah, oh man, I remember this one.
Oy. How have you seen so many of these shitty fucking Nicolas Cage movies?
It really is like a self-flagellation thing. And not only is Nicolas Cage in this, but Hayden Christensen's in this.
Oh God!
Yeah.
I almost have to watch it.
But it really, it's not as absolutely hideous as you would think it would be, but it's not worthy of a 2.5. I'm going to give it a 2. You think 0.1 at most, but no, I'll give it a 2. Had a few good action scenes and some, I'm almost going back and wanting to go lower, but I'll stick with 2 for now.
The Left Behind remake, did not watch.
Don't say the Left Behind remake. That's not really showing.
It is a remake, isn't it?
That's not really showing the kind of love and attention and just respect that this amazing movie. I think they did like a TV movie maybe of this, and then this was the actual movie. Is that what happened?
I don't know. You don't follow the
Christian fiction stuff. Is that not your?
Nope, that's not my chosen genre.
I watched this movie very recently.
Oh, God. Like,
yeah, it was more like a self-dare, more of a how... Like, I just wanted to take it in, because in a different lifetime, I actually read this series of books.
Oh, my God. Were you in a cult or something?
I did. I read the books and I enjoyed them to begin with, and then they became even ridiculous for someone who wasn't looking for like beautiful literature. And this movie is not beautiful or not even like Pulp Fiction fun. And I don't mean the movie Pulp Fiction. I just mean actual Pulp Fiction. It's nothing. But it's hard to hate something that's nothing except Nicolas Cage is in it. So I'm going to give it a 1.3.
Wow. Okay. We're coming up on 40 minutes here soon, so let's like lightning round the rest of this
full episode. I love it. This is no more work for us. We nailed it.
Dying of the Light did Nothing. Not see. The Runner did not see.
No.
Pay the Ghost. Pay the Ghost. Stop me. I did see. Stop me if you have seen it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that was not good at all. His kid gets abducted yet again, but this one I think it's a little boy. But just it was like score. At a carnival.
Just the scores. Let's just get the scores here.
You gotta live in the moment, Anthony. You gotta learn to love this. You tell everyone you love what we do, and now you want to scoop past.
I do love what we do, and I have a whole other episode to record.
2.1.
Okay, the trust.
Odyssey. 2.75.
Dog Eat Dog did not see.
Did not see.
Snowden did not
Snowden,
see.
Snowden, I'm going to give 7.5.
Oh, wow. Really?
I actually liked it. It was a good... See, look, you said just the score. And yeah, I mean, Joseph Gordon-Levitt like was awesome. So he's just barely a part of this thing. So
okay. USS Indianapolis Men of Courage did not see.
Did not see.
Army of One did not see.
No, I didn't see it. I thought that sounded familiar, but
Arsenal did not see.
Did not see.
Vengeance, A Love Story did not
see. I did see this. Oh God. And God. This wasn't even fun action. This is horrible, and I'll give it maybe a 1.5.
Inconceivable did not see.
Ooh, Inconceivable. Let's give it a 2.5.
Mom and Dad did not see.
Thankfully, he's one I missed.
The Humanity Bureau did not see, although the title sounds interesting.
The cover
does not look it.
Remember how like Waterworld had like some good things about it?
Uh-huh.
Take out the good things.
Oh,
and
great.
And leave it on dry land and make it suck. And give it a 1.8.
Oh, wow. Okie dokie. Dark did not see.
Dark. Oh, gosh. I feel like I definitely have seen Dark.
A Paul Schrader film.
Oh, no. I guess I did not. Weird. No, I didn't see it.
Mandy did not see.
You would like Mandy, actually.
Oh, would I? Okay.
It's weird and brutal and, like, not something to watch with the kid, but...
Oh, that's on Shudder. I remember seeing trailers for that and thinking I should probably watch it, and then I saw Nicolas Cage and went, eh.
It's so, like, I don't know, just for the bizarreness of it all, I gotta give it, like, a 7.5.
Looking Glass did not see.
Looking Glass, I'll give that one a 3.
Okay. 2-1-1 did not see.
No Clue. Did not
see. Let's see. Between Worlds did not see.
You're gonna skip over how he finally got to be Superman for with the one thing he wanted his whole life?
Oh, did he get to? Oh, wow. Yeah, he did get to be Superman there. How was that?
The movie was kind of clever and for what it was.
Teen Titans and Teen Titans Go are actually pretty good. So
I give it like a solid 7.
Okay. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
Nope, you're skipping another one, unfortunately.
Oh, Between Worlds, and you chastised me. Yes, Between Worlds.
I chastised you because you skipped Teen Titans Go. You gotta keep up. Or Christ. Not keep up.
I've
Between Worlds is absolutely a not good movie that I'm going to give a 2.
Okay. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. I did see this.
This...
Numerous times.
I didn't say this was my favorite Nicolas Cage movie because I didn't think that was a fair thing to say during The Rock, but I do rate this higher than I rate Adaptation. I give this a 9.25 as a movie.
I'll give it a 9.5.
Yeah.
Spider-Man it. Into the Spider-Verse is absolute a fucking work of art. If there ever was one, and you could include Nicolas Cage in it. Absolutely fantastic. I'm looking through the rest of these movies. I did not see any of them. Have you seen any of these other films before
Of course I have. Okay. I've seen Color Out of Space, which was actually kind of interesting. I'll go ahead and give that one a 7, maybe, just because it's interesting. And I saw
is Nicolas Cage coming back? Is he making like a renaissance here?
If you look at the from last year until this year, even with COVID and stuff, I think he's got about 11 movies in 2 years. I don't know if he's coming back. I have to catch up because now I've got about 3 or 4 new of his movies that I haven't seen. So you're right, I haven't seen the rest of these. So we made it. For the record, we skipped A Score to Settle, Running with the Devil, Kill Chain Primal, and Grand Isle are the movies that are out that we also have not seen.
Okay. And stay tuned, folks, because our new podcast, Nicolas Cage as Joe Exotic, is coming to you as soon as this hits Netflix or whatever the fuck service picks it up. Not true. I'm not doing that podcast. That would be terrible. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening to us each and every week and listening to this bonus episode in between some Harry Potter stuff. We love you guys so, so much. And we really appreciate you listening to us every week and hanging out as we distill new favorites from our past.
Yeah. So all we're asking, rate, review, share with your friends. And by doing that, you're actually supporting us more than just in an intangible way. It's a real thing that helps us out a lot. We appreciate you guys much. And we're not even doing the regular sign off. That's how much we appreciate you and want to get out of this podcast. So see y'all later.
What do you say we cut the chit chat? A-hole.